The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, September 7, 2011, and Presidential Release number 398. We are now in the convention season. We have had a convention in Wyoming, South Carolina, Arizona, and West Virginia already, and they're coming fast. It is quite a time for us to think about the conventions, and I look forward to all of the things that we're going to be doing during this convention season to build the Federation among the states throughout the United States. And while we're thinking about the convention, I have here some statistics from the National Convention. And I wanted to give you some of these because if you look at them in different ways, they are of considerable interest. So when you look at attendance for the convention for 2011, the top 10 states are, with 103, California, number 9 with 105, Georgia, number 8 with 111, Virginia, number 7 with 115, Alabama, number 6 with 116, Texas, number 5 with 128, Colorado, number 4 with 167, South Carolina, number 3 with 180, Louisiana, number 2 with 228, Florida, and number 1 with 271, Maryland. Now, those of you who were at the National Convention, and most here were at the National Convention, will remember these numbers, and it won't be a great surprise. If you look at the numbers, however, from the point of view of how many people there are in the state and what the percentage is that came to the convention of the population of the state, number 10 is New Mexico with 0.174 of the population. Number 9 with 0.207 of the population, this is by percent, is Nebraska. Number 8 with 0.231 is Mississippi. Number 7 with 0.239 is Alabama. Number 6 with 0.253 is Colorado. Number 5 with 0.267 is Utah. Number 4 with 0.359 is South Carolina. Number 3 with 0.395 is Louisiana. Number 2 with 0.398 is the District of Columbia, and number 1 with 0.468 is Maryland. I found those statistics of considerable interest, and I thought I would bring them to your attention. We will be having a convention again next summer, and you might think about participation in the convention based upon population or based upon attendance. Take your choice. We're going to have people coming there for excitement during next summer's convention the way we always do each year, so be sure to get ready. I have an announcement here about Braille Readers Are Leaders, submitted by Natalie Shaheen. It's time to register for the 2011-2012 Braille Readers Are Leaders contest. Registration for the K-12 and adult contest opens October 1st, 2011. Don't forget, the reading period starts November 1, 2011. Start gathering your reading material now so you can hit the books hard on November 1st and start the contest strong. Registration will remain open through the end of the contest, January 4th, 2012. Visit www.nfb.org/BRAL, or Braille Readers Are Leaders. That stands for to register today. If you have questions about the contest, please contact Natalie Shaheen at 410-659-9314 extension 2293, or you can send an email to BRAILLEREADERS@nfb.org. Braille readers are leaders at nfb.org. Here is an announcement from our librarian, Ed Mormon, who says, if your chapter regularly uses the presidential release by getting it from the NFB website, please let us know that you no longer need to have cassettes mailed to you. You can send an email to Tim Jones at tjones, T-J-O-N-E-S, at nfb.org to let him know that you're not going to need the presidential release on cassette anymore. At our national convention, we talked about all kinds of experiences that blind people have, and Mike Hingson was there, and he mentioned that he was publishing a book about his experiences dealing with the extraordinary time of 9/11/2001, when there was the terrorist attack at the World Trade Center. He was in the World Trade Center at the time of the attack. He and his dog were there. He escaped with his guide dog, and his guide dog helped very much to get him out. He also used his senses to do what he needed to do, and he wrote a book about it called Thunder Dog. Now, Thunder Dog is a demonstration of capacity for those who are interested in the experiences of blind people. Here is Jim Gashel to give us an announcement about Thunder Dog and Blio.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. Today I've just have a brief message for you as we approach the time of the 9/11 tragedy, that being the 10th year anniversary, I guess, if you can call it that. And to say that on Blio, which I read a lot with, we now have Michael Hingson's book, Thunder Dog. And it's really a great way to read Thunder Dog. I know Thunder Dog is available through other sources, but I bought it on Blio. It cost me $13.80. The normal price is a little over $22, so you get a real nice discount. And all you have to do, if you don't have Blio, is go to blio.com on your PC and download the program, and you too can purchase Thunder Dog in the bookstore. Or if you're using an iOS, that is an Apple device like the iPhone or the iPad, for example, or iPod Touch, you can go to the bookstore at mobile.blioreader, that's blioreader.com, and just enter Thunder Dog in the search box. You can find it there, and you can create an account if you don't have one, and you can purchase Thunder Dog, which will then be available on all your devices, the PC, your iPod Touch, or your iPad, or anything. And it's a real nice way, as I said, to think about 9/11 and to learn firsthand what the experience was of a blind person being, in Michael's case, on the 78th floor of the World Trade Center. In addition to hearing about his firsthand account of that day, Michael does an incredible job in this book of describing the real life experience that we have as blind people and the role the National Federation of the Blind plays in our lives. It's really a story of changing what it means to be blind, as well as a story of the horrific events that Michael and others experienced inside the World Trade Center on 9/11. So I think this is a must read. I'm going to just let you hear just a little bit from my book, a copy of Blio, The Larry King Foreword.
9/11/2001. Thunder Dog is an incredible story of Michael Hinkson and Rosell as they descend down those 78 floors, helping dozens of others to escape a collapsing building. Down a stairway, desperate but calm at the same time, you will read of unforgettable moments, reflecting the blind experience with the emphasis on the senses rather than the visual. You will live again the tragedy and triumph of September 11. Thunder Dog celebrates the power of the human and animal bond. And we all can learn life lessons from this incredible story. I had the honor of hosting Michael on Larry King Live 5 different times, and each time, he brought his guide dog with him. Viewers relived the story over and over again and never seemed to get enough. Since then, Michael has become an international hero with appearances all over the world. He has been honored by many organizations, and in July 2010 was the keynote speaker for the National Federation of the Blind's annual conference in Dallas. Chapter by chapter of this intriguing work will keep you spellbound. You will relive 1,463 steps as a blind man and his dog triumph over adversity. Settle in, for you are about to read a page turner.
Okay, well, that's a very good, that's a good endorsement by Larry King. I want to add my personal endorsement and hope you buy the book on Blio. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and thank you, fellow Federationists.
Here is an announcement. This one is about Meet the Blind Month. October is Meet the Blind Month, our nationwide campaign to increase awareness of the National Federation of the Blind. During Meet the Blind Month, NFB chapters and affiliates throughout the country are encouraged to conduct activities to spread the message of our organization and the equality of blind people throughout the communities. If you have not yet begun to plan your Meet the Blind Month activities, please do so right away. Meet the Blind Month T-shirts are available for sale until September 18. For more information, please contact Melissa Kobolinski, this year's Meet the Blind Month coordinator. She may be reached by telephone at 410-659-9314, extension 2423, or you can send her an email at mkobolinski@nfb.org. That's mkobolinski@nfb.org. Here is an announcement about our Web Accessibility Training Day. The National Federation of the Blind, Jernigan Institute, and the Maryland Department of Disabilities Technology Assistance Program are pleased to present the second annual Web Accessibility Technology Training Day. On Monday, September 19th, we will offer a day-long, in-depth look at how accessible web content that complies with federal and state regulations is created. There will be a number of general topic sessions with afternoon breakout sessions on policy and technical practices. We will cover, among other things, how to make the case for accessibility, how to make your site accessible, how to evaluate accessibility, how to keep up with changing regulations. We will have speakers from the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, eBay, Blackboard, the U.S. Access Board, Adobe, and many other organizations. If you want to participate, get a hold of Mark Riccobono here at the National Federation of the Blind. Since we last got together on the presidential release, I have been to California. I met with senior staff members of the Google Corporation, and I talked with them about accessibility of Google products and programs. There has been a great deal of progress in making the Google products and programs accessible to the blind. I met with Google last March, and I am pleased to say that they are continuing to demonstrate commitment to accessibility for all print-disabled people to the products and services that they provide. I have also been to Canada to the American Bar Association meeting that took place in Toronto. And I was given the Paul G. Hearn Award for extraordinary service to bring accessibility to blind lawyers and those in the legal profession. This is a great recognition for the work of the National Federation of the Blind. I received one of the awards from the American Bar Association, and Dan Goldstein got the other. Since we have been together, we have also had a visit here from the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Education dealing with special education and rehabilitative services. We talked with the Department of Education people about working together to increase productivity in education programs for the blind and also in programs dealing with rehabilitation. Also, I should report to you that we have been working away on Quiet Cars. John Perret and Fred Schroeder have been to Japan in the last week to work with the folks there on a meeting that was going forward on the subject of quiet cars. And we are encouraging the United Nations to adopt regulations that are worldwide regulations to assure that cars all over the world are not so silent that they can run over people without us having to hear them ahead of time, so that we'll know that they're coming and we can deal appropriately with the travel circumstances involving vehicles. This brings me to the end of the presidential release. I know that there are going to be activities throughout the fall. We are through the convention season, and we're now in the fall part of it, which is when we do all the conventions for the fall part of it and work in our affiliates. The BLAST meeting is coming up. I talked with Kevin Worley today, and he told me about that. In other words, there are dozens of activities happening this fall that will improve opportunities for the blind, and it is a joy to be a part of them in the National Federation of the Blind. Here are a few offerings for the end of the presidential release. I only give you what I get. If 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea, does that mean that 20% enjoy it? Norman Gardner says, a person who drops out of college to marry a sweetheart puts the heart before the course. Or, if a person who plays the piano is a pianist, does the one that drives a race car become a racist?
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.